Welcome to Hungry Dads, a couple of guys who started a podcast as an excuse to bring snack food into the house. On this week's show...
It does seem like quite a bargain.
You're pointing out the hypocrisy of Big Taco.
Did you keep up with how many beefy crunches you consumed?
That's just armchair Taco Bell accounting.
So I'm kind of fighting on behalf of the silent majority.
I haven't pulled out my big abacus.
I was this close to like punching my screen. You know?
It's all marketing speak. It's fluff.
No. Absolutely right.
We're very influential.
Wow.
That's discouraging.
Let the awkwardness ensue.
Rubbing it in 52,000 people's faces.
Wow, that is hostile.
I know, I'm kind of worn out.
Hugh Gallen, the conspiracist. I like it.
I feel like Leonidas at the end of 300, where you got the arrows of Cheetos coming down to finish me off.
Hello and welcome to episode 81 of the Hungry Dads Podcast. I'm Rod Budget.
I'm Hugh Gallen, and we are very, very pleased to be joined for the third time, Richard of the Beefy Crunch Movement. I think all of our fans are well acquainted with the Beefy Crunch Movement at this point, but just in case you're not, they are a group of 52,000 fans strong who are actively, regularly fighting, having their voice heard on social media to Taco Bell about their favorite burrito, the Beefy Crunch Burrito, which is a burrito that's offered from time to time, to put it kindly, that has flaming hot Fritos in it, in addition to some other choice ingredients. If you want the full details on the Beefy Crunch Burrito, check out episode 48 or episode 66. If you want the real introduction to Richard and the Beefy Crunch Movement, check out episodes 48 and 66. We've checked in with Richard a little over 6 months ago when there was a temporary return to the Beefy Crunch, and we're back here with Richard now, who has some updates to share with us. How are you doing, Richard?
I'm doing great, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, our pleasure.
The last time I checked in with Facebook, I believe you're around 52,000 followers at this point. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm, yep.
You're growing the movement. I think the first time we spoke, it was under 30,000, which wasn't that long ago, maybe a year ago or so, and now we're almost doubling that.
There's folks in the name of the Beefy Crunch who have gotten tattoos. There's folks in the name of Beefy Crunch who have traveled thousands of miles cross-country just to go to a location that had a special limited edition offering. These are dedicated fans. I mean, seriously dedicated fans. And Taco Bell's leveraged that. They've told the stories of people getting tattoos. They've let people do crazy stunts to get the Beefy Crunch Burrito.
I just wanted to speak to you guys just so I can get off my chest and let you know what's up. So
it's good to vent.
I mean, I've got a few questions, but I want to hear what you want to get off your chest. What's going on?
Yeah, give us the brief summary of, like, what's the status?
Well, the status is they seem to be moving on without us, and they're not answering my calls to come back. I've tried emailing them. There's just absolutely no communication.
So complete silence from their end.
At complete silence. I tried emailing them once a week. Until I think it was October 10th or 11th, that's when I saw their investor presentation, what the CEO was saying about what's coming up in 2017. And he was saying that they're going all in with queso and the queso beef. That's when I stopped trying from then. If they want to speak to me, then they're going to come to me. I'm tired of reaching out.
You've been through droughts before. You've gone long periods of time without the Beefy Crunch. Is this time any different than those times?
Yes. Yes, it is. We're already 145 days, and I've got moles inside who leak me information, and they've told me what's coming up for the next 6 months in 2017, and it's not looking good. And someone else I have who is mostly reliable, he has the calendar for the whole of 2017. There's nothing about the Beefy Crunch, so...
Wow.
I mean, I got to take that with a grain of salt, but it's like, damn.
Yeah, that's not a good indication. Have these sources been reliable in the past for the most part?
Yeah, for the most part. The reason why I'm fairly confident is because it's multiple people with the same information. You know, so I kind of...
Right, right. They're all corroborating each other.
I feed them misinformation just to verify, like... So I have my ways of sussing them out.
Have they ever ignored you to this degree?
Not to this degree. Last year, when it reached 800, we went back to war, or went to war, and it was about 12 days before they gave me a phone call and said, hey, let's do a ceasefire. I'm sure you remember
that.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yeah, this time we're already in like day 80 or something like that, and we haven't heard anything. So it's definitely uncomfortably quiet.
Specifically, one of your biggest tactics is the annoying AF movement, which is to get on social media, to get on Facebook, to have the responses to any of Taco Bell's promotional activities, social media activities, to have all the communication, all the replies be overwhelmingly about the Beefy Crunch Burrito.
Yes, that is the ultimate plan of the AF. It's to dominate and disrupt the conversation.
So on one hand, I would think these followers, the 52,000, they have to be very, perhaps, loyal to Taco Bell. They're obviously brand ambassadors and enthusiasts. But reading from the Facebook comments and what you know about the movement, is the entire movement just as discouraged as you are at this point? Or do you think a lot of them are still holding out hope?
Well, I think the vast majority of the page are general supporters of the Beefy Crunch. Facebook doesn't help in terms of how many people my posts reach. A lot of them don't even see our posts and get involved that way. So they're just passively a part of the movement. So I'm kind of fighting on behalf of the silent majority.
The Facebook page doesn't do you any favors in getting your word out. Explain a little bit of what you mean by that.
Facebook have these algorithms that limit the amount of reach that your posts get because they ultimately want you to pay to have your post seen by more people. And I'm obviously not made of money. I'm not a business or anything like that. So I kind of have to go with what organic reach I can get. And you know, I've got 52,000 fans, and some of the posts don't even get over 1,000 reach. And that's even if you believe that number.
Even though you've got this genuine organic groundswell, you can't get the word out to even that natural organic group because of the limitations of Facebook. But my guess is that Taco Bell is paying Facebook for their use, and they probably also have access to algorithms and controls, and they can control the messaging non-organically. That's just my assumption. It certainly doesn't seem like a fair fight. I could be wrong here, and maybe Taco Bell wants to come on the show and refute this.
It is a David versus Goliath kind of fight, and I did mention that back in April of 2015 when they were doing the testing in Louisville. Yep. I really have tried my best to keep that resolve. I've got the elite group, and I have another group who they're behind the scenes of the main page, you could say, and I can sense they're also about ready to give up. I don't blame them, to be honest. Like tonight, one of the comments on the post, you'll see that they replied to some of other people's comments, and they do that quite frequently. So by doing that, again, Facebook algorithms, that pushes those comments to the top, and all the ones with the Beefy Crunch get naturally pushed down because, well, that's just the way Facebook works.
So Taco Bell's responding to the comments that are in sync with their attempts at messaging.
Their brand messaging, yeah. I was going to say, I see on this specific chain that you sent us, most of the most liked comments are of the Beefy Crunch movement trying to disrupt this. So one comment has 15 likes, another 13, 7. And, you know, like you're saying, Taco Bell doesn't respond to any of those. But to comments like, I love Taco Bell, they're responding and replying, which I can see would be quite annoying because clearly the loudest voice here is the Beefy Crunch movement, and they're completely ignoring those posts.
Hello, this is Hugh Gallen with a post-production note and correction. In this episode, when we speak with Richard from the Beefy Crunch movement, he's going to tell us about how Taco Bell liked a certain comment made on Facebook and how that was disconcerting to him. In fact, a few days after we spoke with Richard, Richard sent us a message saying that hope was restored because Taco Bell had redacted their like. He found that very reassuring and wanted to make sure it was clear that Taco Bell had done this. As you listen, rest assured, Taco Bell did redact their like, and hopefully that is a sign of respect.
There's a comment by Byron. He says, BCB people, I say this in love, go get some Red Hot Fritos and put them in a Burrito Supreme. I honestly don't think it's coming back. And if you notice, who liked that comment?
Taco Bell liked that comment. Wow. That is hostile.
That is hostile towards
your fan base. Oof.
Yeah.
When did you notice that, Richard?
I noticed it when Byron replied on his own comment saying that Taco Bell gave me a like. And he's not the only one that finds it ridiculous. And I was like, oh, come on.
That's discouraging.
That is very discouraging. It seems unnecessary and a little bit rubbing it in your face.
Rubbing it in 52,000 people's faces.
There is a certain amount in these Facebook threads of backlash, it seems. The annoying AF movement is clearly work at being annoying, but sometimes to other Taco Bell fans who aren't as passionate about the Beefy Crunch movement. What do you say to those fans who are annoyed by what you guys are doing?
I say that...
It means it's working.
It means it's working. And B, I'm sorry you got caught in the crossfire, but you are just casualties of war. I mean, this is why we're doing it. We're there to disrupt the conversation, and ultimately that's going to get in the way of your conversation. But you know, our voices need to be heard. We didn't spend 6 years of our life being this passionate group just to get that little 3 month. I mean, we waited 900 days and we got a 3 month promotion, and now it looks like we're not going to be back until 2018. It's just, you know, what's the point? 3 months?
I will say, you last time you toughed it out 800 days without backing down. How many days out are you from the last time?
We're at 145.
145 days out. So that's certainly a long time. Do you think you can make it to day 800 again? Do you have faith that it'll happen again before day 800? Or is that just unacceptable at this point?
It's just unacceptable. May 12th, 2017 is going to be the 6-year anniversary of the movement. And I think if there's nothing by then, even I may just assign other admins to the page. Because at the moment, I've been running this all by myself, and I think it's time for other people to join in. I'll take a break, and they can, if they have any passion left, I mean, I don't know, I'm kind of worn out.
I think that's fair. Now, you mentioned a little bit ago, another thing you mentioned I didn't want to lose track of, was you said there's kind of an elite group of Beefy Crunch Movement fans. I don't want you to reveal the secret agents that you have, their names or anything. As much as you can, what kind of stuff do they do behind the scenes? I recall you posting several months ago, you put out a call for some dedicated fans on an elite mission. Can you tell me anything about what they did or what they're doing, this elite squad of Beefy Crunch Movement agents?
Well, I've got an elite group of about 170 people who are my sounding board behind the scenes. I will go to them first and vent frustration. I have my elite group just to be my sounding board, just in case I'm overreacting or anything like that.
Have you communicated directly with Taco Bell about their like on Byron's comment? And if not, do you intend to?
I've not emailed them, but I have reached out through social media, through private messages to my contacts. Is this your official position? I've kind of asked them point blank. I've read recently that they have 6 customer service representatives who actually interact on social media.
Could be just somebody hitting a like button.
Obviously, if you are a customer service representative and you're in their account, what you do is representative under that name, you know? You've got to be careful what you say and what you write. You're speaking for Taco Bell at that point.
Is it possible that this Byron is an inside man with Taco Bell to start to counter message? I don't know. I'm just brainstorming, trying to get inside the head of Taco Bell.
Hugh Gallen, the conspiracist. I like it.
More broadly speaking, Richard, how do you feel about Taco Bell right now? Obviously, I know you're disappointed. Can you bring yourself to go there? Do you still like their food? Does it all taste bitter to you now? Or can you still enjoy a Beefy Supreme?
It hasn't reached the point where I don't go there. I mean, I don't go there as much naturally, but I can still have like a quesadilla or a Crunchwrap or something like that. But I mean, that's right now. But I'm getting weaker every day, I'd say. It's all my family keeps on asking me how it's doing, and I'm getting tired of them saying, well, they haven't opened them yet. You know, it's...
I can appreciate how it wears on you. And I think you probably earned the right to ask a lieutenant to take over at this point. Give yourself a little break. Taco Bell's aligned itself with another snack brand, the Cheetos. They're doing some Cheetos branded items. Now, am I correct in assuming you find that offensive?
It's the Cheeto quesadilla in the Philippines right now. But in Canada, they had the Crunchwrap. And it looks like next year, the Cheeto burrito is going live here in the States. So the way I described it to my contact, when they announced they were testing the Cheeto burrito, and I told them that I feel like Leonidas at the end of 300, where you got the arrows of Cheetos coming down to finish me off.
Wow, that is a great visual.
That is kind of a delicious death.
The Cheetos is a much more powerful brand name than Flaming Hot Fritos. It's something that people have been eating since childhood. It's like the Surge, you know. It's got way more potential fans.
Fritos is an older brand. When you get the Flaming Hot, I feel like it's younger, but I feel like it's more niche. Whereas, yeah, Cheetos is definitely a large brand.
I pay attention enough to be aligning Cheetos with Burger King right now. They did a branding with Burger King. Now to align with Taco Bell, it just seems, I don't want to say confusing, but it doesn't seem as impressive for Taco Bell to be doing that.
Taco Bell said they were kind of proud that they don't jump on the bandwagon like other companies. And now they're doing the whole Cheeto thing. I thought that was priceless in terms of...
It screams bandwagon.
Absolutely right.
On a lighter note, Richard, did you keep up with how many Beefy Crunches you consumed during the latest promotion?
It's been 140 days. I'd say probably twice a week. That's the thing. They have this $5 cravings box, and that's been on the menu since April, since the Beefy Crunch promotion, I think, or maybe slightly after. That's still on the menu right now. It's still limited time, but it's not hasn't been going away anytime soon. And they're losing quite a lot of money on that. They're I think someone did the math and it's $10 worth of food for $5. And so the Beefy Crunch is, what, $1, $1.49, but how much were they really losing on that burrito?
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seems, whatever excuse, whatever reason that the Beefy Crunch isn't selling, it doesn't feel like they're trying hard enough.
If Taco Bell did respond to you and said, look, here are the numbers. The Beefy Crunch just didn't sell like we wanted it to during those 9 weeks. and that's kind of the end of it. Do you think that'd be it? How could you respond to that?
This is what I've been asking for since July, as you saw in the emails. I mean, I've been asking, what is the reason? They tout all this gratitude for passionate fans, but, you know, we were passionate about the Beefy Crunch. So if that's not going to be, then we'll just take our passion elsewhere. And it's going to be really disappointing, though, because those four people gave their life for this burrito. They got those tattoos, four of them.
Yeah.
And it's just like, wow. And they got that Frito burrito on the menu full time.
Yeah, and even if they don't give you, like, detailed numbers, which I can understand, you know, they don't want to, like, release all that, but just say, hey, it's not profitable.
I think there's an argument to be made that they've underpriced it. It
does seem like quite a bargain.
That's just armchair Taco Bell accounting. I haven't pulled out my big abacus.
You haven't run the numbers yet.
Is the Beefy Crunch movement the largest Taco Bell fan movement out there? Actively supporting a single menu item?
Not in a organized group like ours. I don't see. I've looked and looked, and I just don't see anything to this scale. I see other little groups, and I see a lot of people asking for the lava sauce. Not in our approach. Our approach has been very unique in that regards, and it's something I've kind of prided myself on. You know, I just made a commitment at the beginning to be different, and you know, you follow me, and I'll represent you the best I can. And in 2015, they brought back lava sauce, and they were scouring the social media to reply to comments about it, and someone had tweeted, you know, what do I have to do to bring it back? And they replied saying, you know, nothing, it's coming back, da 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 da. So that was one that kind of annoyed me, in the fact that someone didn't have to do anything and they brought it back, and they were very proud of that. Oh yeah, someone said that they were boycotting because of lava sauce, and I'm from the get-go, I don't want to do boycotts. I want to work with you. I want to be positive. I've written letters saying, okay, so it's not profitable. What can we do to fix that? You know, as you remember.
Right, right. For listeners who don't remember, he put together a case study, a plan, several options for Taco Bell to look at sizing, preparation, pricing, real-world suggestions to make the Beefy Crunch burrito as profitable and as accessible as possible.
That's right. And I understand the basics of business. They're in there to make money. So if it's not profitable, then just tell us and we'll move on. But the Cheetos thing, that was something that I've been pondering for a while. If the Cheetos thing does go nationally and it sells really well, which it is poised to do, it's a brand name that everyone knows, but it's also, for me, it seems so gimmicky. Cheetos in a burrito, I mean, that doesn't seem like something that's gonna stick, like the Doritos tacos.
It seems like it should be a flash in the pan. Cheetos are kind of ubiquitous, whereas Fiery Hot Fritos are kind of unique, more rare, and a little more special.
Well, even just the type of chip, the Frito chips, the corn chip, which kind of goes with Mexican.
Right.
And there's a Frito burrito on the menu full-time right now, so the Beefy Crunch isn't a stretch like the McRib or something. It's not a novelty thing. It's just a different flavor of what you already have.
Right, right. Most of the ingredients they already have on hand. It's not a totally, totally new,
well,
new thing.
No, that leads me to another thing. Sorry to interrupt.
No, please.
But when the Beefy Crunch was out, they had the regular Latin rice all on the menu for all the other items. It was just the Beefy Crunch that had the Mexican rice, which I'm glad they brought back. But it siloed that rice. That was the only thing that the rice was going to be used for, was the Beefy Crunch.
Did they ever use it in anything else, the Mexican rice? I mean, or is it just gone entirely?
Not unless it was requested. Not unless it was requested. But you see, when this Cheeto burrito comes, in the restaurants where they were testing it, all the items had that new rice. Because there's a new rice in this Cheeto burrito. It's like a buttery rice of some kind. It's more flavorful than the Latin rice. And every item had it. So what that does is, if no one's ordering the Cheeto burrito, the rice is still being used, so the inventory isn't affected. But with the Beefy Crunch, when people stopped buying it, then the rice got wasted, and you know, I'm sure that added to the expenses.
Yeah.
You know? One of the many, many observations and gripes about these unfair tests. Once that queso beef burrito goes national, we're done. We're done. There's no way we can compete with the image. They're going to take our likeness away, and it's a burrito with red chips, with rice. What more do you want? There's a spicy sauce. You got the flaming hot taco if you want it. Okay, so you've seen the commercial with the red chips.
Yes, yes, yes. They had a burrito that looked an awful lot like the Beefy Crunch, but it was in fact not the Beefy Crunch. They had some red tortillas that were not flaming hot Fritos.
But they had the flaming hot taco on the same menu, so in the commercial, they start off with the queso beef burrito and it looks just like it. Then it slides over to the Fritos taco, and on the same screen, I guess they want to show that it's made out of the flaming hot Frito chips. So they have this video of literal flaming hot Frito chips being thrown across the table. So That's the image that you see. You see the strips of the Fritos.
Do you know if anyone who was fooled by that went out, bought one, and then took one bite and spit it out into the trash disgustedly?
No. See, sadly, no. There was a video some girl took taste testing, and she took a bite of the queso beef with the red tortilla strips, but see, it has that spicy queso, right? So when she took a bite, she goes, "Oh, you know, it's that spicy." And then she looked inside and pulled out one of the strips and said, "Hey, look, it's got those flaming hot chips inside." And I was this close to like punching my screen. You know, that's exactly my point. They just made the point for me. This is why we have to react. If we sit by silently, this is going to come out next year, which I think it already is. And we're just going to be silently forgotten because people are going to say, "Oh, the beefy crunch is back. Get over it. You know, it looks just the same." No. I did not fight to be replaced like that. It's going to be, yeah, a lot of the energy is going to be taken away.
And so they've taken a few components of the beefy crunch and kind of distributed it elsewhere. And your fear is that all of your efforts are just going to be responded to with, "Yeah, but you got these other options. Visually, there's something that looks like it. There's something that's hot. So why are you being so persnickety about your little burrito?" What is so special about the beefy crunch as compared to those other ones? What's the difference? For argument's sake, why can't you just be happy with those other ones?
Well, okay, the only thing like it is the Beefy Fritos burrito, and that came in 2014, some 3 years after the Beefy Crunch first came out. And we've got to remember, the Beefy Crunch was before any of the Doritos tacos. So this was an introduction to the Frito-Lay partnership, which has done so well, but we always get left behind. They always say, "Oh, it started with the Doritos taco," and I come in there saying, "Wrong! It started with the Beefy Crunch. You guys came second," and I'm all for that. They can take the spotlight. The Frito burrito was just a bland version of it. Obviously, the Flaming Hot has that kind of a spicy kick to it. But in this case, it's no different than if they got rid of the Cool Ranch Doritos, there'll be a movement saying, "Well, I want Cool Ranch." And other people can say, "Well, there's the Doritos Nacho Cheese one. Be happy with that." I'm not saying the Beefy Crunch is the best burrito in the world. It's just something that I like. I want back. 52,000 other people want it back. 4 people have tattoos of it. Someone drove across the country for it. It's not so much the Beefy Crunch as so much that now it's the voice of the people.
Must taste pretty good, yeah.
It tastes good for us. I mean, not everyone has to like it.
Did I hear you right that the Beefy Crunch burrito predates the Doritos Locos tacos?
You didn't know that?
I didn't know that. For all the lore, Doritos Locos is, like Rod said, one of those gold standards in cross-promotion. It's one of the most successful food items ever. Beefy Crunch predates that. I had no idea.
That's right, yeah.
It's the original. Wow.
Well, it's not the original.
Okay.
I guess back in 2009 or 8, there was the Chili Fritos burrito. Mm. It had regular Frito chips, but this was when they had the chili on the menu. So they kind of made chili burritos with the Frito chips. And that lasted for a while. But then it was December of 2010. That's when the Beefy Crunch first came out.
Well, if Chili Fritos is the original, I mean, I never heard of it. Sounds like it didn't have much staying power. I'll take Rod's mother's Chili Frito pie over that any day.
Oh, yes.
You mentioned the Beefy Fritos burrito, which is actually how we came to be introduced. Rod did an episode on some of the best fast food dollar for dollar, and one of his picks was the Beefy Fritos burrito. That's when you got in touch and said, "Beefy Fritos burrito, have you tried the Beefy Crunch burrito?" So now I've had the Beefy Crunch, I've had the Beefy Fritos burrito. They're not comparable, they're completely different. The Beefy Fritos burrito, it's just normal Fritos with some normal rice and some Taco Bell meat.
Then there's no reason that they can't have both. I'm talking logistically. I mean, if it's a cost issue, then that's another question. But they've done the Beefy Crunch 4 times now, so obviously their store's going to handle it.
Yeah.
Whether it's the demand or the cost, I think that's it. And this Cheeto promotion, when that happens, if it goes permanent, then that's more competition on the kitchen line in terms of space. And in terms of consumer choice, it's going to be less people choosing the Beefy Crunch because they may like Cheetos better. So it's going to crowd the menu.
Especially on the cross-promotion with chips kind of thing. They might not want to have too many of those out at the same time.
That's right. And that was one of my arguments last year, because when the Beefy Crunch first came out, like I said, there was no Doritos tacos, there was nothing, there was no competition, and now there's so many Frito-Lay's items out there, that's going to hurt potential sales.
One of your strongest points, you know, in the last year was that Taco Bell was throwing out a lot of rhetoric about listening to the fans, and the fans drive our mission and our fans drive our movement. Are you still hearing that kind of rhetoric from Taco Bell, that specifically, or do you feel like they've backed away from that a little bit?
I feel like they've kind of backed away.
Yeah, they can't say that and then not have it. It just doesn't make sense.
And I feel like you and your movement have taken the wind out of their sails on that entirely. Like, what a great marketing line to try to be able to say, but yet they can't say it anymore because of you.
Because everybody says it. Exactly. Everybody says it.
You put their feet to the fire on those statements. So now there's no question in my mind that every time they sit around the table and try to dream up a campaign about fan favorites and listening to the fans, someone brings up, yeah, but that beefy crunch movement is going to undermine us every time. I feel like they've backed away from that kind of rhetoric. And I have no question it's because of you guys. I don't think I can call that a victory, but I don't think we can dismiss the disruptive effect that you guys are having because they don't get to use that anymore. Because they're not doing it. Because you call them out every single time.
Every single time. That's right.
I mentioned a little bit ago the haters on Facebook, the people who kind of say, hey, cut it out. That's not the majority of folks. Many of the responses are just about whatever the promotion is. And then I feel like many or most of the responses are about the beefy crunch movement itself. And then a very small number of the responses are a response to the beefy crunch movement. I find those exchanges the most interesting. But nonetheless, you guys do dominate it. And Taco Bell, I think they're just trying to pretend you're not the elephant in the room at this point.
Sadly, I think money is the driving force. And ironically, if they would have just said, you know, it's not coming back because it's not making money, then we would have been quiet a long time ago. But the more they stay silent, the more we get riled up.
Yeah.
I can't see the end game here. That's the thing. I can't.
Everything I read about the partnership between Frito-Lay and Taco Bell is it's like one of the most successful cross-channel partnerships in history, and everybody's so happy. So if Taco Bell wanted to negotiate with Frito-Lay to get the Flamin' Hot Fritos at a discounted price or do something because they have 52,000 dedicated followers, I'd like to think that they have that negotiating ability at this point. I mean, they're 3 to 4 years into the partnership, and everybody seems very happy. So why not just throw us a bone? Throw us a Flamin' Hot Frito. Come on. It can't hurt your margins that much. Your Taco Bell.
Yeah, once a year certainly seems doable for so many people who are so passionate about their brand. Speaking of subversive tactics, my favorite one by far has to be when you joined a social media seminar that was being taught by the Taco Bell social media director, and you took their talking points and fed it back to them about fan interaction and listening to the fans. I feel like that kind of specific sniping has to make them so gun shy. They feel like they can't open their mouths because they know you'll be there.
Well, yeah, and that's the point I want to make. Like, why say these things if it's not true? I mean, if it is money, then stop saying popular demand. Just say it sold really well.
You're pointing out the hypocrisy of Big Taco.
It's all marketing speak. It's fluff. They all say it, but you have proof that they're not living up to it.
If you review your efforts through a different prism, I find you highly successful because I do think you've changed the way Taco Bell's had to message itself. They can't get away with any BS anymore because of you guys. So, like, you've made a difference. I really think you have. I mean that. I think they can't throw words like fan favorite and listening to the fans around anymore. You've put them to task, if nothing else.
I will make good on my word. If it's not going to come back, then this movement will end up being a scarlet letter for other people who want to start movements. What's the point if you're just wasting your time, money, effort, dedication, and...
It's like they wanted you around when they wanted you around, but not when they don't. They wanted you there to support when they were releasing it, and they wanted you to be part of it, and that was all well and good. But you were only being used by them at that point. And then any other time, you seem to be a thorn in their side. And that's a real shame, because I think you've taken a responsible tact with this, trying not to be an enemy.
Yeah, I tried to be different. I tried.
To sum it up, I feel like Taco Bell has evolved from potential partner to, I don't know if I want to say enemy, but kind of officially at odds with you, and I think you're just about done trying to work with them. Is that a fair assessment?
Sadly, it's becoming that way. 6 months ago, it was the complete opposite. I thought we were on the right path for something amazing in the future. It just seems that we've been put aside, and that's what the 21-page Bible, that's all it's about. And it's not just them. I've quoted industry pages about why companies should listen to social media.
And so this Bible will be up on your website here shortly?
Yeah, I think my plan will be on December 20th. It's the 6-year birthday of the burrito, so I put it up then.
Richard, why don't you give your links and your social media identities and everything, so if there are any listeners who are not yet members of the Beefy Crunch Movement, you're members of the Hungry Dad's Army, now join the Beefy Crunch Movement, we stand in lockstep with you. How can any fans get in touch, join the movement, and find the Bible when it goes up on December 20th?
If you want to join the movement, we're on Facebook. Facebook at www.facebook.com/BeefyCrunchMovement, or just search for the Beefy Crunch Movement. That's 52,000 people. That's how you'll know it's us. Or you can follow us on Twitter. Our handle is at BeefyCrunch2017, and the website we have is BeefyCrunchMovement.com, and you'll find there all the letters we've written over the years, the Declaration of War for 2016, and why the queso beef burrito coming out next year is the biggest threat we have right now, and why we're doing what we're doing.
Yeah, some great graphics, some great little cartoons.
Yep.
And Richard, from time to time, you do fun things like offer flags for people to buy or to win. And I went ahead and I bought one for the Hungry Dad studio here. I've got it behind me. It's a giant flag.
It's awesome.
It's a beautiful flag. Yes. It's the size of a Beefy Crunch burrito.
Displayed here prominently in the Hungry Dad studio. It's an awesome flag. Proud to own one. And I don't want to see the Beefy Crunch movement go away because I want to see more stuff like this out there. It's not an easy thing to do, especially in your spare time. Lest anyone not understand, this is not your full-time job. This is, you know.
This is a passion.
Yeah, it really is. I'm not being paid by Taco Bell. I'm not an influencer. I'm not a celebrity. I don't have a following. This is all 52,000 people for the burrito, not me. I didn't want to be on camera earlier this year, but I did it for the people.
Folks, check out Richard. Find the Beefy Crunch Movement. Tell your friends. I'm not calling for a boycott of Taco Bell, but I think it would be awful fun as every time you go there, the first thing you do is just order a Beefy Crunch burrito. See what behind the counter. Yeah. Make them tell you no every single time. If everybody does that all the time, that's what I'm going to do next time I go there. I'm just going to very nonchalantly order a Beefy Crunch burrito and let the awkwardness ensue.
I like it.
Richard, as always, thanks a ton for coming on. Always a pleasure. You are definitely a legitimate influencer. And if you want to take a break, you have my blessing. But I hope the Beefy Crunch Movement carries on, because I don't care if it takes another 800 days. I want another Beefy Crunch burrito.
Stay strong, people.
Yeah, stay strong. He needs your support. That's the thing. He's been on the front lines fighting forever, and he can't do it alone. And if he feels that the fandom's waning, then who could continue alone? So we'll do what we can to help you.
I appreciate that very, very much.
We're anxious to see the Bible go up on the website. We'll call Taco Bell out ourselves a few times here on Twitter, see if they'll respond to the Hungry Dad's podcast.
We're very influential.
Thanks, Richard.
Appreciate it. Yeah, appreciate the kind words.
Thanks, Richard.
Okay, have a great night. Bye.
Hungry Dad. Visit our website at hungrydads.com. Follow us on Twitter at hungry_dads. This has been a Hungry Dad's production.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Yeah.
It wouldn't make a difference. It really wouldn't. My dad's like B.A. Baracus. He don't get on no plane.
He kind of is like B.A. Baracus.
Trying to display the flag, I just unplugged myself.
We have an outtake now.
to our video audience that doesn't exist, I moved my chair so that the two people I'm talking to can see the flag that they've already seen. But I feel as if I'm presenting it to our listening audience as well.